686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Thursday, the 10th of May, 2012, and you have with you today, actually, this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. They hate the truth. The voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. 18 states have been exterminated. The equivalence of how many babies have been aborted, all in the name of free choice and pro-choice. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can go ahead and give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And folks, if I can rewind one step, if you would go on to Sons of Liberty and push the like button, we'll keep you updated as to what's going on a daily basis on the front lines. We're not just talking of news, we're making news as well. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, you can go to BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. Again, that's double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. And one more time, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we can see that taking place even today. I said I was going to talk about the ACLU and our dealings with them just over the last couple days here. And if you can just hold off with me one more day, we'll bring up that topic tomorrow. But due to the fact of the pressing issue of the homosexual topic, and the president coming forth, is not, and does not anybody out there think it a little odd that Billy Graham a couple days back said that he never thought he would see a day where he would have to stand up for marriage because men now want to marry men and women want to marry women. He said he never thought he would see that in his day. Well, he stood up in North Carolina the other day, and North Carolina came down with the hammer on gay homosexual marriage again, making it the 32nd state in the United States of America. One nation under God? Yeah. They're just bringing forth the affirmation that we are one nation under God because God said, not man. Well, what's interesting today is we're hearing from the media propagandists, and that's all they are, friends, saying that Obama is now on the right side of history. Well, when in 1973 you had Roe versus Wade, was that individual that supposedly legalized abortion, was he on the right side of history too? No, he was on the wrong side of history. Was he there to protect life, that incumbent president at the time? No. 55 million babies have been aborted since then. But I guarantee you back then, folks, which is not on my watch, it's on the preceding four generations that were before me who dropped the ball on 55 million human beings that aren't here today because they thought that the government knew better than God. God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And let me remind you, 55 million babies and human beings aren't here today because the American people stood down. And as I said at the intro, that's the equivalent to 18 states, folks. And don't think there's not going to be recompense for heaven for allowing 55 million babies to be murdered in the womb. And every president since has tolerated it during his administration, which only works for a new world government anyways. It's called population control. And the American people fall for it, and they just act like, well, it's no big deal. It has nothing to do with me. No, it has everything to do with you, because you are your brother's keeper, regardless if you like it or not. It's a demonstration of love to look out for one another, friends. And we now live in a country where everybody lives their lives, regardless of the innocent in the womb, who are being killed by a mandate from this government that is supposed to work for you. Yet the American people don't agree with it, but yet it goes on. You're in agreement with it as so far as you allow it. If you don't stand against the evil, then you're a part and you're guilty of perpetuating the evil. Now we're in a new day where the president of the United States of America, corporate America, is saying that he agrees with homosexual marriage. Like he just, all of a sudden, like a light went on today, and all of a sudden he's in agreement with it completely. No, folks, he's been attacking the family since day one. And for all you Bushites out there, you might want to do a little homework, because George Bush, George W. Bush, if you go to bushrevealed.com, you can find that George W. Bush was helping the homosexual agenda along. This guy has just come out with a full frontal assault. You are being assaulted, folks. Billy Graham says no to homosexual marriage in North Carolina. It's clobbered. 32nd state. Affirmation of what the people in this country say. 2 days later, here comes Obama saying he advocates homosexual marriage because Jake Tapper had the guts yesterday to pull him out and say, why is he being cynical about it? Now it's in the open day, folks, in the broad day of light. I'm going to come back and I'm going to continue on this vein of thought when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11
10 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You know, it's interesting to me. What's interesting to me is, as I was talking about on the first segment, how America stood down, and to the equivalent of 18 states have been aborted since 1973. The whole purpose of law is to preserve life. And the secondary is to bring the law down on crime, of course, which is only there as a preserver and the preservation of the liberties that we have today. That's why we have law. We have stop signs because cars need to stop at certain intersections so they don't collide four different ways, correct? But what happens when you get rid of the stop signs? And I'm talking about God's laws. You have destruction. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, let me ask you, for those 55 million babies that have been aborted, how's that working out for America? How's that working out for the innocent? How is that government's job to mandate that everybody's a partaker of murder? I'm trying to figure out when the American people are going to wake up. I heard today that all the media propagandists are saying that Obama's on the right side of history. Isn't that interesting? They're talking about demoralizing the American people just a little bit more. Because apparently you haven't learned from the judgments of God. The Bible talks about in Isaiah 26 that the judgments of God will teach the inhabitants of the earth righteousness. When judgment comes, we're to turn to Him, not away from Him, folks. And what the American people have done since September 11th, actually even prior to that, since 1962, when they let the Supreme Court commit an oligarchy where few rule over many, to say that the commandments were not permissible. The stop signs were not permissible. We must allow human nature to do what it wants and express itself regardless of the consequence. Obama's on the right side of history? You have got to be out of your mind. First of all, let's go back to the word history. His story, that's Christ, friends. Isn't it interesting how countries continuously fall victim as they dare God's justice, and they wonder why their iniquities take them down into a pit, and then they're swallowed up. I'll tell you why it happens, because God told you that he wasn't mocked. This president, this government, wants to dare God's justice along with its little minions in media. They want to dare God's justice by saying homosexual marriage. Oh, and by the way, there's no debate. God said, your opinion doesn't matter, friends. God said that homosexuality is an abomination. And by the way, for all you homosexuals out there, it's not just in Leviticus 18:22 or Leviticus 20:13. We can go over to the New Testament. We can talk about the book of Jude. We can go to 1 Timothy 1:9. We can go to Romans 1:24. We can go back to a little common sense and to the church that doesn't quite have it right yet. Don't sit there and tell me the Old Testament is a thing of the past. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. And how can you tell me what God is like if you don't know what his character is in the Old Testament? Christ came to fulfill the Old Testament. The first thing you do when you read the book of Matthew was what? The genealogies of who? Our forefathers, the patriarchs that went before us. Christ did not come to abrogate the law, you antinomianist. He came to fulfill the law, to magnify the law. It's interesting how history repeats itself because people don't study the past. They don't study history to see what's going to happen. Never in the history of mankind has there ever been any such thing as homosexual marriage. Never. And who is called the light of the world because of the justice that it keeps under God, wants to see if God really means what he says. And let me tell you something, folks. He means exactly what he says. If I go back to 1962 in our country, I can tell you that unwed girls 15 to 19 have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. This is since 1962, folks. Things getting better or worse. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically, 226%. Why is it always sexual immorality that's promoted through Hollywood? Because when you're a demoralized people, you give up your sovereignty. You give up your rights that God gave you, and you give them over to a dictatorship to receive privileges from the state. Welcome to communism, folks. Number three, premarital sex up 365% in teens ages 16. 271% in teen ages 17, 209% in teens age 18, and 1,000% in teens age 15. Wow. It's higher in the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, folks, than it is in the seniors and the juniors. Why? Well, look at MTV. Look what the shark-infested waters promote on a daily basis, something you called main state-run media, television. What happened to families after 1962? This is way before homosexual marriage. This was just saying goodbye to God and his word. We want to try it our own way because we were too foolish enough to see that history repeats itself. And isn't it interesting when it repeats itself? Lives are lost. Wars are fought. Evil prevails. It gets out of hand. God brings justice. What do people revert back to? What they should have never left in the first place. His word. It's called idolatry, folks. It's called creating a God to suit your own sins and think it's okay with the God of heaven who is holy, just, and good. You've got to be kidding me. It should scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of anybody that when the president of the United States begins to talk about homosexual marriage and everybody's going right along with him for the most part, which I think is absolutely humorous, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished, folks. Oh, history will prove me right. And I will be the last man standing on God's word with my feet stuck there, because the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Mark my words, in life or in death. All of them going right along with it. Homosexual marriage. Come on. This guy's for everybody. No, he's not. He's for 1.7% of the population that are being used because they're too foolish to open their eyes to see that they're being used as a political battering ram. Oh, Bradley, you're just way out there. Really? Let me tell you what Hillary Clinton said, folks. The obstacles standing in the way of protecting the human rights of LGBT people. Oh, the obstacle standing in the way of protecting the human rights of the LGBT people, less than 1.7%, folks, rest on deeply held personal, political, culture, and religious beliefs. So what must we overthrow, saith the government, saith Obama? Well, the very things that we're attacking, saith Obama and his corrupt administration, the family, the religious institution. Oh, that's not good enough. Well, let me take it over to Obama-appointed Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the, listen carefully, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Equal for who? For the LGBT? It's not equal for you. It's totalitarianism aimed at moving you out of the way and creating laws to shut you up by human rights commissions. And if you want to go there, we will go there. We'll just go over to Canada, and I'll tell you exactly what happens when everybody says, well, you know, it's okay. We're okay with it. You know, and you got Glenn Beck and his little buddy over there, Mr. Holloway, who is poison to the blaze, sitting there saying, oh, the polls say that 50-some percent are okay with homosexual marriage. Really, Billy? Over at the Blaze, under the guidance of Glenn Beck, who doesn't care about the family enough to stand up for it. Well, the polls say, well, if I go to San Francisco and ask them what their opinion is on homosexual marriage, what do you think they're going to say? Oh, just ignore North Carolina that just said no to homosexual marriage. Just forget about the 32 states that have already said no to homosexual marriage. Just forget about that. Ignore the facts. Believe what I say, said Billy Holloway over at Glenn Beck's The Blaze, who should know better. I'm going to come back with this quote by Chai Feldblum. And I want you to hear the equality. And then I'm going to go over to Canada. I'm going to show you what happens and who is preyed upon once homosexual marriage is implemented, which, by the way, throws off God and it sets you at war with him, like it or not, by you tolerating it. You got Bradley on the Sons of Liberty. Be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air, they are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg.
American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Well, the poll said so, said Billy Holloway from The Blaze, who should know better, under the guidance of Glenn Beck. Well, you know, the poll said so. Well, here, can you count, Billy? Okay, we have 50 states in our union, Billy Holloway. 32 states have said no to homosexual marriage. In California, the homosexuals, like you expect them to be ruled by law or something, said no to homosexual marriage too, and the homosexuals are saying, no, you just can't do that to us. So now it's in federal court, by the way, where the government wants it, so they can wipe out the pith and the marrow until people are tired out and they say they don't care anymore. Which there's some good people in that state are never going to, they're never going to bend or bow. But Billy, 32 out of 50 is more than 50%. You're right, but you're saying it backwards. The American people are saying no to homosexual marriage because people aren't stupid, Billy. They're obeying God still. I know that your boss thinks that he's going to have, you know, tons of planets when he dies, but that's not going to happen. The polls said so. Give me a break, folks. Oh, by the way, Glenn Beck said the gay issue, the homosexual issue is no big deal. Oh, it's a huge deal. It upends your Constitution. Remember what John Adams said, the second president? That our government is made for a religious and immoral people. It's totally inadequate to the government of any other. Remember what George Washington, the first president of the United States, said? Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. The Bible and the Constitution.
said Andrew Jackson, the seventh president. The Bible is the rock in which our republic rests. Hello, but what happens when you have a people so stupid and backwards that they believe what the government says and they ignored what God told them not to do? Well, Billy's going to find out, because history will, and God will vindicate his word. He always does. It says in Jude 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, and set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Oh, that's why the Bible is the problem. Yeah, it's the stumbling block to the disobedient. They want to be God. That's why they're warring against God. It's a bad place to put yourself, all of you out there. The only thing saving you from the wrath of God is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. To those that think it's no big deal, why is the government advocating this? Why are they using the homosexuals as a battering ram? Who's right behind the homosexuals? The Muslims are trying to implement Sharia law as your constitution is upended, right? Yeah. Obama appointed Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who is nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Chai stated, I believe, listen carefully, I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if, listen carefully, pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people. Interesting. So in other words, there can be no pockets of resistance, and you have the little minions in the state-run media going right along with it, and what they don't realize, they're helping blow a hole in the bottom of the boat that we're all on. And everybody's going to figure this out after the fact. Everybody says they don't believe the media, then why do you got the stinking radio program turned on your car? It's all state-run for the most part. Or they're making light of what's going on in your country through entertainment radio. As I was talking about earlier, it's interesting how history repeats itself. And after history repeats itself, we always return to God. We would all do ourselves well, friends, if we would listen to Him the first time. You can search the world over for answers contrary to God's, but I guarantee you at the end of the day, you're always going to come back and agree with them. And that's what happens when history repeats itself. After we see the loss of life, as I said earlier, the destruction, the war. Listen to what Noah Webster said. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceeded from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Well, what's the fruit of a nation that forgets God? Well, you have the President of the United States standing up with a smile on his face and all his little minions putting it out there like it's good news that there's something called, and we're advocating now, homosexual marriage. Folks, that is daring God's justice to the nth degree. Wow. After 1962, the divorce rate had been declining for decades prior to 1962. After 1963, divorce rates skyrocketed 117%. Ah, we don't need God in His law. Thou shalt not commit adultery, which is there to preserve your marriage between one man and one woman, saith Christ. Single-parent households where the female is the head and no spouse is present are up 140%. That's the background that I came from. No dad there. Had to defend for yourself. Have to stand up. But I thank God that David said, when I left my father and my mother, the Lord took me up. And yes, He does. Unmarried couples living together are up 536%. By the way, in some states, that's still illegal. And according to your founding documents, it is illegal. What happened in schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. You have a bunch of dummies, folks. William Bennett was right, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. The longer your kid stays in public schools, the dumber they get, on purpose. That's why when I go to high schools across the country and colleges that think we're a democracy, they don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. One nation under God. No, let's get rid of that. That's the problem. No, that's the answer. I ask the kids, you know your Constitution? They don't know their Constitution. Why should they? They don't see the price paid for them to give them the liberty they have. That's all withheld by having Britney and Madonna kissing on television as MTV and world media outlets promote homosexual marriage. How's that working out for you, folks? I love you enough to tell you the truth. How is that working out for you, folks? Those that tolerate this, how is that working out for you, folks? You libertarians, how's that working out for you? You think you have problems now? Oh, just wait. Well, back in 1962, they don't know their Constitution because they don't have to read George Washington's farewell address anymore. 1946, you don't have to pass Bible courses anymore. 1962, just take the Ten Commandments down because the part who thinks they're above God said that it's not permissible. It's not a permissible objective, they said. You've got to be out of your mind. Folks, do you know what the word impeachment means? 700,000 students can't even read their own graduation diplomas every year in your country. What's the problem? 1962, there were only about 1,000 Christian schools. By 1984, there was 32,000 Christian schools in the U.S. Instead of the Christians standing up and being the salt and light of the earth and the world to the people, what do? They retreat. Just like the Jews did back in the days of Hitler. That's not the right way to go about it. Don't teach your kids to run from the battle. Teach them to go to the battle. Well, they might get bullied. Good. Then they might grow up with some character. They might learn how to overcome. Opposite of the homosexual communities who think that if they're bullied, then we can blame the heterosexuals if something goes wrong. Or if they commit suicide, then it's your fault, folks. Don't you see where this is going? Homosexual marriage. Oh, by the way, here's a little side note for you. Did you see in New York City just recently? They said on Tuesday, viewing child pornography online is not a crime. Where's this going? What's this about? Why are the kids always at the end aim? Why are the kids always the objective? If it's not Dan Savage going and attacking your kids in public schools, appointed by none other than Obama Nation, then it's Kevin Jennings trying to queerify the elementary. Oh, but dumb people are confused. There's something wrong. Yeah, okay. Why the kids? Here, listen to this, folks. I'm going to bring you across the border real quick. Homosexual marriage, advocated, approved of by their parliaments. Homeschooling families will soon be forbidden from teaching that homosexual sex is as sinful as a part of their school program, according to the government of Alberta, Canada. Whoa! We were never told that before. No, you might want to look behind Obama because he's been attacking the family unit since day one. And his little buddy John Barry, they're talking about upending marriage. Then they come in with programs called ENDA that say that you have to hire homosexuals regardless if you like it or not. Folks, this is totalitarianism. And by the way, did this happen like overnight or has this been through gradual increments? I'm just asking. Remember back in the 70s and the 80s, it was always a joke. Remember Three's Company, it was a joke. And now it's not a joke anymore. Now the family's under attack, and anybody that stands up against their agenda. And folks, listen to me carefully. In Jesus' name, I ain't moving. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake's not here today. Sons of Liberty, be right back after this break with a final segment. I'm going back over to Canada.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As a matter of fact, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. As a matter of fact, there's a guy in the state of Minnesota right now, because we got the homosexual vote coming up. By the way, the homosexuals tried to stop that from advancing. They don't want anybody involved in it through a vote, because they know that it'll be voted down every time. This individual is going around the state of Minnesota letting people know. By the way, he's an ex-homosexual. He's been converted by Christ, praise God. We love redemption. We don't want condemnation, but we love the redemption, and this man's been redeemed by the blood of Christ. He's telling people that the homosexuals that are promulgating gay marriage or homosexual marriage are looking to lower, this is what he said, are looking to lower the consensual age of a child to have sex. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage? I mean, folks, the real question that needs to be, I beg you to think on this. What is the end goal? Because we know it's not about homosexual marriage. We know it's not about civil rights. We know it's not about bullying. They all fall into all these holes, folks. There's holes in every theory they have, and let me tell you what theories they are. What is lowering the age of the consensual age of a child? What does that have to do for sex? What does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Well, do you think like they're going to tell you what it's about? Because we all know that this is a government-backed agenda, only for you to give up your, by force, by the way, your sovereignty, so you can receive privileges from the state. Here, let me take you down the road to Canada real quick after they implemented homosexual marriage. Homeschooling families will soon be forbidden from teaching that homosexual sex is sinful as part of their schooling program, according to the government of Alberta, Canada. You know, it's interesting. When you look at their constitution, the first thing they do is acknowledge Almighty God. Ooh, whoa. Which is there only to bring forth a testimony as to who is in control. The Bible says that the government is upon the shoulders of his son. And they are. Back over to Canada. Whatever the nature of schooling, homeschool, private school, Catholic school, we do not tolerate, listen folks, we do not tolerate disrespect for differences. Really. Except when they're differences to you, right? That's right. Remember what I said? Punch them in the face and cry victim. What are they saying? Tolerance? Who's it coming from? The intolerant. I can't say this enough. Totalitarianism. Communism. Socialism. Paul Ferris, president of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association of Canada, told the news website The Ministry of Education is clearly signaling that they are, in fact, planning to violate the private conversations families have in their own homes. Right, that's right. A government that seeks that sort of control over our personal lives should be feared and opposed. And let me tell you something here in America. When you fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears you, you have liberty, said Thomas Jefferson. In 2006 in Canada, in what is a likely a Canadian first for a major political party, the Liberal Party of Canada is proposing lowering the age of consent for intercourse in their publicly released book of policy resolutions. What does that have to do with their position? The Liberal Party policy resolution attributed to the British Columbia branch of the party calls for lowering the age of consent for such activity, anal intercourse, to 14-year-old kids. Whereas the current law discriminates against unmarried same-sex homosexual couples by not permitting unmarried persons under 18 to legally engage in consensual anal intercourse. Be it further resolved that the Liberal Party of Canada urged the federal government of Canada to bring the age of consent for anal intercourse in equal pairing with other forms of sexual activity. The age of sexual consent for heterosexual intercourse in Canada, 14 years old. In 2002, Alberta pastor Stephen Stephen B., was ordered by the Alberta, listen carefully, they're doing the same thing here, they're attempting to, folks, by the Alberta Human Rights Commission to desist from expressing his views on homosexuality in any sort of public forum and to pay complainants and homosexual activists, this individual, this sick-minded fool over there, $7,000 in damages. Today, however, he is in Alberta Court of the Queen's Bench appealing the conviction of hate speech, who's doing the hating, folks, that resulted in the above penalties. That letter to the editor in Red Deer Advocate, in which Stephen B. expressed his opinion that homosexuality is immoral and dangerous and called into question new gay rights curricula permeating the province's educational system, the schools. Remember Obama's, Kevin Jennings, queerifying the elementary? Now Dan Savage, bullying teens into submission by any means necessary, going after the foundation of who we are as a people, one nation under God, calling the Bible BS? Oh my gosh! Whoa! I've never seen a greater fool in my life! I mean, these people act like they're not going to have to stand before my father someday. They act like they're not going to have to bend the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like it or not, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Like it or not. That's what you don't like. Stephen B., more than 7 years later, Reverend Stephen B., has finally been acquitted, and that's if his tormentor, the anti-Christian bigot, Darren Lund, doesn't choose to appeal this new ruling. Reverend B. had 7 years in which he bore the stigma of being called by the state, and by the way, the state-run media, who go hand in glove with him, an illegal hater. You have the Southern Poverty Law Center calling people haters for not agreeing with crimes? Yeah, that's right. By the way, Southern Poverty Law Center used to fund the KKK, just so you know that. And there's a lot of speculation around the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center as well. He's a sick-minded individual, folks. Back to Canada. Reverend B. had to bear the enormous legal costs. You know what his crime was, folks? He spoke out against homosexuality in preventing crimes against children in this particular situation because they were infiltrating public schools with homosexual indoctrination, anal sex, oral sex, just like what they're doing in New York right now. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No law, no crime. Normalize it. Normalize it. Folks, in America today, they're acting like this is good news. Oh my gosh. History repeats itself by saying that this is usually the last hurdle before God brings upon a nation judgment in which it so richly deserves. This isn't spitting at heaven, folks. This is giving God the finger. In every sense of the word. And it's coming through an administration that has been a war. And it's been affronting and assaulting you on a daily basis. I don't care if you like it or not. You know it's true. It's time to stand up. It's time to say, enough is enough, America. We are not called to be defeated. We are Americans. We are a blood-bought people. Many men and women have died to give us what we have today. And the way that we honor them is by fighting for what they died for. Because it's not happening on foreign fields today, folks. It's happening in your backyard today, folks. And by the way, a man of conscience can never be a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus. And don't ever forget that. It's time for you men to stand up and be the leaders that God has called you to be. Because you are leaders. And let me tell you something. The world waits to see what you're going to bring to it from heaven. You got Bradley. Jake should be back with us tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get on this ACLU situation tomorrow. I'm sorry about the phone calls today, guys. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I love you by what I do. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's the palm tree and the strong old